From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Cairn saying hello to you once again, and welcome to Let the Bible Speak. We're in our final week of considering the subject of the law in relation to the cross and the Christian. Today we return to the 10th commandment, Thou shalt not covet. First, however, it's time for our daily feature, our daily devotional Bible study, and our thought for today. Our devotional today is taken from James chapter 5 and verse 20 on the subject of soul winning. He which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death. According to Jonah chapter 2 verse 9, salvation is of the Lord. He alone can quicken a dead soul and forgive his sins. But he uses human instruments in bringing the gospel of salvation to sinners. He gives his people the privilege of being soul winners, those whose ministry is used by the Holy Spirit to convert the lost to Christ. John the Baptist was one such soul winner, according to Luke 1, 15 and 16. Paul was another, whom the Lord sent to sinners to, quotes, open their eyes and to turn or convert them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. Now James tells us that this privilege is not limited to an elite in the church, but is extended to all God's people. It's a work for every Christian to do. It's an important work. It deals with the great issues of eternity. It saves souls from death and hell. Beside this work, all other earthly endeavors pale into insignificance. No doubt it is good to feed and clothe men, to educate and employ them. But what are these things in the light of eternity? What good have we done if we leave men to perish in their sins? Let's not be sidetracked. We may save a fortune, but we cannot take it with us to heaven. Would we not be better to spend our fortune and our very selves to save the souls of men? We can and will take the souls we win to heaven with us. Let us then give ourselves from this day on to the work of winning souls for Christ. And our thought for the day is taken from a Scottish preacher by the name of Richard Haldane. No man can be a Christian who is unconcerned for the salvation of others.
Come ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love and power. He is able, he is able, he is willing, doubt no more. He is able, he is able, he is willing, doubt no more.
In each broadcast, we like to invite you to be in touch with us, to let us know that you're listening in to Let the Bible Speak, and that the Lord is blessing His Word to your hearts. We also like to make available to you various items that we believe will be a blessing and a benefit to you. For the last few weeks, we've been making a very special offer, and this is the last week that we'll be making that offer. This week, we're concluding our series of studies on the law of God, and to mark that, we're offering free of charge a copy of the book I wrote on that subject. This 300-plus page study covers the ground that we have covered in these audio messages, but obviously having them in book form gives you much more leisure to study and digest them. The book is titled Chariots of God, The Law in Relation to the Cross and the Christian. Its retail price is $15. But, as I said, while our stocks last, it's yours as a gift from Let the Bible Speak when you simply write or call and request it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS, 1-866-877-5827. We look forward to hearing from you. Continuing our study of the 10th commandment, in yesterday's program we noted the words of Proverbs 24 verse 9, "The thought of foolishness is sin," continuing our emphasis that sin and holiness go much deeper than mere external actions or appearances. We'll take up our study there and proceed to the positive truth that the 10th commandment teaches us to be content with what God has given us in His Son.
The Bible says in Proverbs 24 and 9, "The thought of foolishness is sin." We may translate that the lewd thought or the wicked thought. It's sin. The immoral thought. We must be honest that we are living in a society that bombards the mind to induce immoral thinking. This is a country whose engine runs on the gas of immorality. You can turn nowhere. There is not a part of this city that you can go to. There is not a shop that you can visit, but that somewhere along the line you will be bombarded with the inducements of the devil and of the world to immoral thinking. This is the philosophy of the age, that this is good, this is indeed even therapeutic, this is a release, this is healthful and helpful, this is a growing experience. This is what makes you an entire person. And of course, it's not wrong. But God says that the immoral thought or desire may titillate the hidden desire for what God has forbidden, what belongs to another, or what may be ours only by some evil means, may seem like harmless dreaming, but God says it is sin. Indeed, He terms it idolatry. And in the Word of God, He links it with the most heinous wickednesses and crimes of which men are capable. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, you will read, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived." Now here's a list of great crimes. "Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind." The effeminate and the abusers of mankind are descriptions of the Sodomite people and practice. "Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." That's where God places the secret thought or desire of sin. Now, where is the person who can take this 10th commandment in his hand, look at it in all honesty, not drop his head in shame? Where is the man who can take this 10th commandment and say, "I thank God I am not as other men"? Where is the one who does not stand indicted as a foul and guilty sinner, vile and unclean in the sight of God? This 10th commandment reveals the abysmal depths of our sinful state. Even when we try to clean up our behavior, we're unclean In the words of Wesley, vile and full of sin I am. Thou art full of grace and truth. This law of God drags out every motion of the soul of man and holds it up to the light of God. And to use the expression of Genesis 6 verse 5, God sees that every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart is only evil continually. Now that's the depth of our depravity. That depravity corrupts our very being. It pollutes everything we say and do. It scars every relationship we have on earth. It desecrates even our holiest attempts to worship God. It bars the road to heaven. And it fits the soul for hell. In the words of a 17th century Dutch theologian, if we measure by the outside, the Pharisee looks like a saint. But if we survey from the inside, the best of saints is worthy of hell. This is a commandment that shows us just how depraved and sinful we really are. But it goes further. For depravity does not lessen responsibility. Our depravity has ruined our ability to establish righteousness by our works before God, but it has not lessened our responsibility. And so therefore the text not only shows us the depth of our depravity, but the extent of our duty. In the light of all that I've said, when it says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife or thy neighbor's possessions, what the Lord is saying is it's our duty to bring every thought and every affection under the control of the Word of God. It's saying, do not indulge even the thought of sin. When that thought comes, this is the crucial stage, and this is where we lose many a battle. When that thought from some external source is injected into the mind, do not nurse that thought into a desire. That's what God is saying. As I've said, that desire may lead to wicked action, but it may not. But it's still corrupting. Worldly psychologists will argue the point. They see little or no danger in the basest of practices. They even applaud the liberating results of an interest in pornography. You will get some idiotic counselor who will tell a wife that it will actually help her marriage if she just accepts her husband's addiction to pornographic film. God says otherwise. Bring every thought and every affection under the control of God's Spirit and God's Word. Thou shalt not covet. But positively it means learn Christian contentment in the enjoyment of all that God has given His people in Christ. Think of what He has given us. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. He has given us, according to Peter, all things that pertain to life and godliness. The Lord Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and of His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Paul therefore could say, "Rejoice in the Lord alway." Because in Christ we have all that we need for life, all that we need for happiness, all that we need for time, all we need for eternity. And here's a great discovery. It's true of everybody. Happiness does not come from things. Happiness does not come from possessions. Happiness does not come from the circumstances that are so attractive to the eyes of the flesh. Happiness comes from holiness. Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:5 and 6 that men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth suppose that gain is godliness. That's the corrupt mind. If I could just get enough money, then I could live right. Can't afford to live right when I'm poor, but I could live right if I were rich. If I could just make a little more, then I'd be content. God says, no, no. You've got it the wrong way round. Don't ever think that gain will lead to godliness. Gain never leads to godliness. You may be godly after you have gained, but it will either be because you were godly before you gained, or because of grace overcoming in your life after you've gained, but gain in itself will never produce godliness. But godliness with contentment is great gain. That's why he wrote to the Hebrews in chapter 13 and 5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. Because He hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." Learn Christian contentment in the enjoyment of all God has given you in Christ. That's why we were singing those hymns tonight, or that hymn, and had our brother Gene sing the other. It's the Lord Jesus who only is the rich wealth and possession of our soul. It is Christ who is precious to a believing heart. And as we enjoy Him, we will be content.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com, There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.